The Frankfurter Allgemeine Sonntagszeitung plays a disproportionately powerful role in FAZ's digital strategy despite publishing only once a week. Holger Windfuhr-Heinspielen demonstrates how the Sunday edition's focus on visual storytelling, innovative design, and softer content categories drives exceptional subscriber acquisition. Three key insights emerge. First, the Sunday paper generates nearly 30% of all new digital subscribers while representing just 1/7 of weekly content. Second, stories focusing on lifestyle, inspiration, and human connection convert readers at higher rates than traditional hard news. Third, retention rates for subscribers acquired through feature content match those from news stories, proving that diverse content strategies strengthen rather than dilute brand loyalty in digital publishing.
The Frankfurter Allgemeine Sonntagszeitung plays an essential role in all channels in the whole world of the Frankfurter Allgemeine. Let's dive into the reasons why. I'm going to start with the design, because the design is informed by the DNA and by the types of stories that the Sunday paper is very strong in. And I wouldn't be a proper art director if I didn't show a couple of pretty pictures. This is the starting point of our covers, either a one-story cover page or a two-story cover page with the top key visual points to article or an articles in within the issue. We try to use humor as much as possible about the rise of nationalists in the world, about an influx of about the influx of massive amounts of cocaine in Europe and in Germany because of criminal organizations. We just exaggerated and put a little German flag on top of it. And then the other topic was the nosedive in the American in the German economy. And so we just showed the German going down. We tried to break with the standard format as often as possible to keep things interesting. The left is when the Pope was elected. In the middle, it was shortly before the American elections. And the stars have a meaning. Those are really the left and the Democratic and the Republican states, with the swing states in the middle that made all the difference. And this, the right example, is the power of a simple infographic to inform. The story was about how the German government can save money. And this is a depiction of the entire federal budget of Germany. And that big red rectangle in the upper left is the amount of money it takes every year to cover all pension costs. And that's growing very quickly. And in one glance, you can get the gist of the story. We do this once a year. It's not a huge seller, but our subscribers love it. It's a look back at the year. I included the left example to show we're not immune to advertising. And this is also an example where the readers taught me a lesson. If you see the little Advent wreath next to the logo on top, it was tradition to start 4 weeks before Christmas and then always add a candle. And then, of course, then Christmas comes. And when I came on board, I thought, it's kind of gimmicky. So I said, let's just take it out. And we had a huge reaction from the readership asking where it was and demanding it back. And, of course, we did. So it was a lesson in be careful when breaking traditions. Great photography is a bedrock, of course, of the Sunday paper. We have 4 photographers, 2 on staff, and 2 visual journalism students that rotate in. Each one does about 300 productions a year, very productive. These are just a couple of examples. Modern witches on the left, a horse trainer on the right whose face we didn't even show, and a female roller derby team. Expressive typography is also something we like to do when it's appropriate. A story about the rise of an extreme right in Germany and the calls for the government to do something about it and the difficulty the German government has in doing so. The middle is the Protestant church in Germany, and supposedly they're very left-leaning. And we're examining, is it really the case? And so we just combined the cross with the logo of the Green Party in Germany. And the right example is when the copyright for Mickey Mouse ran out. The original Steamboat Willie that Walt Disney drew. And that was the story about that. We just gave it little Mickey ears. Again, visually impactful infographics. The left is a story about why are there so many crises and what it does with the German psyche. So the indeterminate grin or frown on the face is a graph about how Germans see their future, beginning with 1950 with the Korean War. So you can see it's quite a bit of up and down. The middle is showing the dominance of three tennis players in the Grand Slam since 1991. And the right example is a group of islands just off the coast of China that actually belongs to Thailand and what that entails. Highlight is a double page illustration, infographics, reportage, photography, illustration. The left one is just an example of what happens at the end of life with clothes. Do they really get recycled, or what happens to them? And then the right was a fantastic image that the editor discovered while he was researching the story. I've never seen a picture like this before. I didn't even know that so many different types of strawberries existed. This is all the different types of strawberries. And this is also where scale in a large format newspaper really makes a difference. If you see this image on the full size, it's really something. And of course, illustration. We work with great illustrators worldwide. Some of them we do ourselves, but a lot of illustrations we commission. The left one is that sexuality or sex is overburdened with meaning. The middle is the rise of Ozempic and forcing the insurance companies to reevaluate their mortality tables because people are living longer. What does it mean for insurance rates, et cetera? And then the right one is a great story. An editor found out that stenographers in German parliament, they actually write down when a party laughs. And they categorize it in two laughs, either a heartfelt laughter or a malicious laughter, mean laughter. And he found out that the AfD, as a party, was the one that by far had the most laughter and malicious laughter of all the parties. I thought it was a very interesting approach. A couple more, that's an illustration we do ourselves. A story about a workshop on how to write literature. We used string and photographed it. In the middle, it was a time when every football player seemed to have the same haircut. And we kind of dissected what the haircut is. An illustration. And then last example is the rise of childlessness and the decline of marriage in China and what it means. And the last example for illustrations, a fantastic illustration by Edmond de Haro from Spain. It's about extreme passivism and what's behind it and the collision with reality as it is right now. The second one is using white space for the reader to complete the image themselves underneath the bottle. And the last example is about a taboo subject, men who are also in abusive relationships. Now please, this was a quick run through of the design, but please keep in mind the types of stories that these articles are. We have three different versions, basically, of the newspaper. Of course, the print version, but we also offer two digital versions. One is the classical e-paper with a reader modus, and the second one is a bespoke edition, it's called, and it's reformatted material, so it's ideally readable on mobile devices, and we offer both. Let's see if this works. Yes. This is just a quick video showing the two. This is our kiosk. You can choose either the edition or the e-paper. The e-paper is relatively standard with pinch and zoom. You can zap through the different sections. This is the viewer. At my age, I had to increase the size of the type. And just a quick look at the edition. This is the reformatting. We have five editors that reformat every issue. Sunday paper and the daily newspaper, both of these apply to both. They have a special section in the beginning about top topics that point to important topics within the issue. This is the optimized format for reading on mobile devices. We also enrich it with storytelling. We add links, podcasts, interactive materials. Like if you want to search what's going on in Frankfurt, there's an there's a space to do that. You can look for concerts, whatever, museum shows. Also, you have your personalized weather in this app. Of course, we're facing the challenges that every publisher in the world is facing. To the left is the daily newspaper circulation, to the right, the Sunday newspaper circulation. But if you notice, our digital editions are growing about 2-3% a year, slowly but surely. If you look at our digital subscriptions as a whole, we have about 160,000 subscribers to our website, and 70,000 each for the Sunday paper and the daily newspaper. And we don't give it away for free. The Sunday paper costs $25.90 a month, and the daily newspaper costs $47.90 a month. And even our print subscribers have to pay for an upgrade. So the Sunday newspaper print subscribers pay €4 extra a month, and the daily newspaper readers pay €8 a month. Now, going back to the types of stories, if you look at the user needs model, which was first developed by the BBC, and this is the version that the Reuters did with the University of Oxford, this is a classification of the types of stories that users want and are getting. The top two are like the classical news stories. Keep me engaged, update me, educate me, give me your perspective. But the bottom two are more, I guess you would say, the softer topics, like divert me, inspire me, news that makes me feel connected, news that provides practical advice in day-to-day living. Reuters also did a country surveys, pinpointing exactly what percentage of the readers in that culture are looking for. 70% the classical news content, but 40% the other two. This is a list of the top 10 converting articles just from the daily newspaper in 2024. If you look, I'm sorry, I didn't translate these all into English, but suffice it to say, there's only one that comes from classical news. All the rest fall within the bottom two categories and the user needs. If you add the Sunday newspaper to the mix, over 50% of all conversions, people going to following an article, liking the article, and subscribing to the website, over 50% of the top 25 in 2024 came from the Sunday paper, even though it only comes out once a week. The same thing holds true for social visits, over 50% from the Sunday paper. So in 2024, we sold in total, emailings, shop, stories, etc., 185,000 new website subscribers, FATS Plus is what we call it. Of those, 100,000 were generated just through stories. And of those, and that number is probably a bit high, it's more probably between 90 and 100,000. Of those, 27,000 came from the Sunday paper. So almost 30% of all new subscribers come from the Sunday paper. So it's punching way above its weight. I mean, if you do the math, per issue, per Sunday newspaper, it generates twice as many subscribers as the daily newspaper. So it's very efficient. And then you ask yourself, okay, the bottom two classifications of user needs, how are the retention rates for these people coming in through these articles? Do they expect to see more of those articles? Because we're very, very focused, of course, the daily newspaper on the top two. And when we look at the retention rates, They're almost exactly the same. So I sped through it, so I made up some time, I think. So it's vital. The Sunday newspaper is absolutely vital for the success of the entire strategy. And thank you.